This turns out to be a part two to the earlier video, Leaving Maya, which I recorded at 9:30 this morning. It's now 5:30 in the evening. I didn't intend to do this, but over the last 24 hours, maybe, just had a lot more awareness. So I'm going to begin. I haven't prepared anything, but I'm going to begin by reading that section that I put in the last video, which is called Leaving Maya. So I'm going to read that section again anyway, and you can, do you know what I'm saying to you? So the only way you can help this world is by awakening, becoming self-realized. How do you help this world? By becoming self-realized. When you become self-realized, you are no longer a body. You are all pervading consciousness, the absolute reality. You are boundless space. You become the trees, the mountains, the rivers, the animals, the insects, the birds. You have become everything. You are the self, the imperishable, immutable self. But when you can't see this, here's the kicker. When you can't see this, you act as an independent agent, thinking you're going to make this a better world in which to live. Recognize this? Sticking up for your rights, trying to change people's opinions, protesting about this and about that. I admit all these things are necessary in this world, but this is what Maya is about. Maya is a wonderful illusion. It makes you believe you've got to do something to change things in this world. But I can assure you, nothing will ever change. It will appear to change for a while. Things will appear slightly better at times, and they'll be slightly worse at times. There will be cataclysms and destructions, all sorts of things happening to this world. This is the nature of this world. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. About, I think it's 2022, and about over 10 years ago, I'm not sure, over 10 years ago, I discovered Austrian economics. And I discovered, to use the term loosely, libertarianism, which I won't get into that, and anarchy. And anarchy means no rulers. It does not mean no rules. And I discovered, yeah, Austrian economics, which is not about the country of Austria. So stay with me. Trust me on this, I'm going somewhere. It's not about the country Austria. It's about original Austrian economists. And what I learned really was that our media and our school systems and our universities obviously have, you know, a very kind of black and white, left and right. That's the kind of, that's all it is, you know. But pretty much everything is left. There's not much right out there anymore. It doesn't really exist. It's very rare. Or right is kind of right of left, or right of fucking full communism. That's what right is. It's not really right. It's just a little bit right of fucking hardcore communism. So what I'm getting at is, as I went down this road of discovering different types of economics, free market economics, which is just free trade. I have an apple. Do you want the apple? You know, give me 50 cents, I'll give you the apple. That's free trade. That's actually what capitalism is. That's what free trade is. It's very simple, but it's been dressed up as lots of other things and painted as other things by our school system and universities and media and people who have, you know, ulterior motives, generally control. But during that time, I went down the rabbit hole of history and communism. Socialism, communism, and the fall of different societies and cultures and whatnot. And my point is that this happens again and again and again in societies. And I remember you know, years ago, I was working with a guy and we were painting houses, and we used to play, there's a guy called Tom Woods. We used to play his podcast regularly. I was, you know, I was really into that area at that time, and I still am. I'm interested in it. And we would see what was unfolding, you know, and in the news at that time, Ireland was coming out of recession, and there was all sorts of, you know, breaking news of like scandals, you know, coming out in the Irish papers. And what I used to say to this guy I was working with was that I wanted to, and I never did it, I wanted to catalog the outrages, you know, January, holy shit, this is what's happening. News, everyone would be outraged. You hear what happened? Oh my God, he did this, she did that. Oh my God, fucking hell, fire them, revolution, overthrow the government, kick them out. 3 weeks later, new outrage, new story. Did you hear what happened? Oh my God. And that's just in Ireland. So every country has this. And then we have, you know, US media, which kind of washes over the world. There was a time where no one gave a shit about the United States unless you lived there. Now it's suddenly it's like the United States media seems to be important in Ireland. It's like, why? Who fucking cares? It's unimportant. But it's the addiction to outrage. It's those chemicals that people need. So what I'm getting at is these stories keep coming. The outrage keeps coming. And why does the outrage keep coming? Because that's what this world is. That's it. And what we're seeing now is loads of people who want to change the world. So they're looking out there, if we could just change the government, we got another, like I've seen this, you know, I joined Twitter, I don't even fucking know, 10, 12 years ago. I don't know. I've seen all these things come and go. The next thing, you know, the fake, what I would call fake terrorism, shootings, bombings. I don't believe most of those things. If you dig into, you know, scratch the surface on lots of them, you see that Mossad are behind the scenes, or the CIA are behind the scenes, or someone was paid off or given all sorts of medication, and they then went a bit lula, and it seems his brother was in the CIA or his cousin or whatever it may be. These things keep coming. That's what this place is. There's nothing wrong. The analogy I gave in the earlier video, which I kind of made a mess of, was, you know, if you go to mechanic school and you want to become a mechanic, that they're going to give you an engine that has some problems, and you've got to learn how to, oh, where are the problems? How do I fix this? And you fix it, and maybe you pass your test and so on. And then when the next class comes in, they come in and the engine obviously has been dismantled or being broken again, there's a few bits not working properly, and they have to figure out, how do I fix this engine? How do I make this work? They got to use their being, use their mind. They got to learn how to fucking, okay, why is it not running, or why is it running badly or inefficiently? So if those students came in and said to the tutors, you know, like, the fuck kind of university is this? The fucking engine isn't running. Like, you're pretty stupid, you know? Are you following me at all? Like, if the students came in and said, you've given us a broken engine, like, the tutors would look at the students and, or probably not, but they probably go back to the staff canteen and say, these people are fucking idiots. Like, we should have brought in different students. We should have admitted people who are a bit sharper. These people are fucking idiots. But what we're looking at now, and have been in fairness for a long time, is human beings who come here, can't read the land, can't read the energy, and don't realize that they're in class and that the engine is supposed to be broken. You're supposed to learn from it. So ultimately, it's not that we fix the engine. It's not that we fix the world. Or if you like, the engine is you, the engine is me. It's not that we fix or change the world. It's that we align with what's happening, that we work on ourselves so we can see, ah, I get it. And I've made lots of videos around this issue over the last couple of years. I got to watch my wording because of YouTube and potentially being removed. But you know, the flu that's going on at the moment. And in the last couple of days, there seems to be, you know, there's a movement in a sense that like the penny's starting to drop. And there's calls for, you know, Boris Johnson to resign and Fauci to resign and this kind of thing. And I can see people kind of going like, oh, we're going to win. I got some bad news for you. You're not going to win. When Brexit went through, I saw lots of people celebrating and thinking, this is it. Yeah, like we're winning. What did Brexit change? Nothing. Look at the fucking state of the place. And I knew that, and I wrote an article that's on my website about Brexit, about that outcome. Bullshit. Doesn't mean anything. Because you're thinking that the change is going to be out there. It's nothing to do with out there. It's in you. It's your evolution and your perception. If, which I don't believe is going to happen, if these people are Fauci, Boris Johnson, and all the others, every country has them, the experts, if these people were removed or whatever, I guarantee you, 2 weeks, there's another one. There's more people. There's more scams. There's more pushes. And it's not that the scams are wrong or the scams have to be stopped or the people have to be removed or the system has to be changed. It's that your perception of this, you got to learn to, and you, that's why we go through many lifetimes of having this shit squeezed out of us. You know, we go through the mincer again and again and again, the grinder fucking torn apart, bang, spat out the other side. Another lifetime, he didn't get it. Come back in, get born, grown up, poverty, riches, whatever it may be, political system, communism, chaos, world wars, whatever, your country is a fucking disaster, whatever it is, get out in the streets, protest. Oh, he didn't get it. Into the mincer, spat out the other side. New life, born again. Here we go again. When are you going to get it? It's not the out there. It's, and I ain't there yet. Believe me, I am not awake. And that's why I'm doing this work continually, is because I want to see what this place looks like. At the moment, I'm the same as you. I'm looking through this veil of bullshit. Inner turmoil, trauma, chaos, judgments, fear, all the nonsense, thoughts, overactive mind, all this shit. What does it look like? What does it look like? Oh, I can't see. I'm blind. So I think, you know, what I've seen, and we see these, the amount of people who are calling, say, for socialism or communism that really have no awareness of history at all, or really people who have no awareness of history that are calling for, you know, lockdowns and all the rest of it. If we'd glance back through the last 50 years or 100 years, this has happened continuously. It just looks different. It's just different subject matter, different circumstances, different people involved. It's happened again and again and again. That's what Earth is. That's why our beings, our higher selves, come here, is to have this experience, learn how to see it differently, see through the circus. So as long as we're trying to change the circus clowns and the ringmaster, we're fucking completely missing the point. If we can get clear and get free, we see that it's actually, this is the way it's meant to be. The engine is meant to be broken for us to learn. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, I don't have much more to offer you. So, but this is what we work on Sunday Zoom, is coming back to center, quietening the noise, looking through the bullshit and trying to build that awareness, that consciousness, quieten the nonsense, because we are already conscious. We are already aware and here, fully here. It's the noise and the brainwashing and the fucking school and news and all the rest of it, and conspiracy theories. It's the same thing. Conspiracy people think they are awake. All they've done is swapped one set of nonsense for another set of nonsense. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. You can't see through it. It's noise. It's the veil in front of our eyes. Anyway, I'm out of time. Thanks for listening to me. See you in Sunday Zoom. Good luck and thanks.